Question is how you see this iAd platform, kind of what kind of effect do you think it'll have on mobile advertising?
Well, I think it's kind of gonna be a boon for mobile advertising. At this point, not that much money is spent in mobile advertising. It's a pretty small piece of the pie, even within interactive marketing. So the iAd is basically, you know, as we saw yesterday, Steve Jobs got up on stage in a pretty high-profile event and basically endorsed mobile advertising and, you know, told the press and the business community that one of the most innovative companies in the world is investing in mobile advertising. So personally, I think that means a lot of marketers who may have been wary.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they saw some lo-fi ads or, you know, it didn't look like a platform that would show off their brand in any meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
Now know that the design might, that is Apple, is behind this media. So I think it's going to do good things for mobile advertising for sure.
What do you think the challenges are for Apple in this? Because they've never really been, you know, about selling. Like, now they have to have an ad sales force and everything, so it feels like it's going to be a big change for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why the Quattro acquisition is really important, because Quattro had that in place, right? Already had a sales force. I think that in my piece I said they had like 7% market share. So they had, you know, the beginnings of the sales force and a way to deal with clients and agencies, et cetera, to get ads on phones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Apple has that infrastructure to build off of. Like, granted, they're going to have to hire a lot of people and probably grow that organization, but, you know, at least they have a good start. In terms of hurdles is, you know, a lot of advertisers and a lot of interest means that Apple's going to get flooded with calls. Right? I mean, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
And quality control is going to be an issue, you know. Apple's had a lot of control over what apps look like on iPhones. And with advertising, you know, if Steve Jobs wants all of those iAds to, you know, abide by the Apple design standard, then that's going to take a lot of people, a lot of foresight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of going to be the challenge. It's just, will they be able to scale this business that they're pretty new to, and also, you know, keep it looking very Apple.
Right, because if they're going to be doing everything kind of by hand on sales, then, you know, I would think they could control it more. But if they open it up and make it more of a self-service platform, then you get kind of everything in there, right?
Well, the way, you know, the way a lot of most advertising works now is that an agency will make it,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, the ads you see online, a good number of the ads you see on phones already are created by an ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Apple's going to have to, for iAd, you know, eventually hand over the keys to agencies to create iAds.
Right.
Because that's how the system works right now.
Right. So they wouldn't actually take, you don't see them becoming more of an agency and helping people with creative necessarily.
I mean, that's a good question. I think that's the question right now. Like, how much control will Apple want to keep for this? So are we going to see Apple, you know, building a little mobile ad agency in-house to make iAds look very Apple?
Right. What about the annoyance factor? Because that seems like that's the biggest thing when it comes to mobile ads. It feels like the public at large is just like, is kind of averse to that idea, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So is that another thing they're going to have to consider, like how often they're going to show up, how much they're going to kind of get in the way of what you're doing in an app, et cetera?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that consumer adoption of ads, or, you know, consumer tolerance of mobile ads is going to be a pretty big factor.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I think that Jobs said yesterday during his presentation, that they were thinking that they'd serve ads like once every 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, I'm sure there'll be functionality where you like click. It's not going to expand and jump out in your face like pop-ups did on the internet, which obviously, like right at this point, have really gone out of fashion in terms of online advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there'll be workarounds to make sure consumers are happy. And very honestly, it's like, you know, the goal is, you know, you create revenue streams for app developers so they don't have to charge the consumer. So then consumers, you know, will have that kind of value exchange to consider, right? I get this ad for free if I tolerate the ads once in a while.
Right. And that's what people have said that they are willing to do. I guess it's just when it actually happens, they get surprised about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that we'll see kind of what the creative standards end up, you know, now that mobile advertising is poised to grow pretty fast, you know, there will be pushback from consumers. I'm sure there'll be lots of studies, et cetera.
Right.
You know, what kind of ads do consumers like and which kind of ads don't they like? And, you know, we've kind of gone through that with the internet and with, you know, browser advertising. So,
right.
You know, the next frontier is mobile.
Yeah. And I wonder if Apple being in there might bring like a better design ideas behind the ads there and might actually bring a little bit more kind of class to that space.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. You know, a lot of ads right now, a lot of in-app ads that you see are pretty lo-fi. I mean, they're just tiny little banners that you can barely read and look kind of cheap, you know? So I'm sure Apple ads won't probably look like that simply because it's Apple. And as we've seen with most of their products, you know, they have these high standards, so...